two classes. We're going to learn some texts inside, and they are great texts, at least in my impression, for to achieve experience or to meditate on something called the Yichud. And let me explain to you why it makes so much sense at this point of the year. The Baal HaTanya, and you see that that's the sheet of the Ramchal also, that on Rosh Hashanah, when a person goes ahead and gets close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to proclaim he is a king, there are two aspects of it. We saw from Tzodek, there is such a thing called kingdom, Malchut, and Malchut means that there is, that we take HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our king, but as subjects to a king, and then there is a higher form called Melech. And Melech, the idea is to create a mystical union between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we are the representation of Him. So in other words, there's no us, I, and thou. It's a mystical union that we are the Gilui Kvoidu Shel Melech. But Baal HaTanya explains something very fascinating on this. And I'll tell you first on Halacha. Rabbi Yoshe Ber, Rav Soloveitchik, goes on to this idea that there is on Rosh Hashanah two forms of prayer. There is the verbal prayer, the verbal davening, or that they are the psukim malchus, the chronis, and shayforis, and the prayer is the last of the ten psukim. And then there is the non-verbal prayer, which is tkiya shayfar. Tkiya shayfar is a form of tefillah. We say in the bracha, shomea kol shayfar. Kodesh Baruch Hu listens to our shayfar. So it's not just a mitzvah. That's why you have such a thing that Shita Sarambam, that shofar shel ayil, a shofar made out of a ram, is me'akev. Being part of the mitzvah, you cannot use, even though technically any horn of an animal except for a cow, every horn could be used as a shofar. However, there is a special idea that on Rosh Hashanah it has to be a ram. Why? To be masked, to remind Hashem, and to remind us, Akedas Yitzchak. 1 second. If it's a mitzvah, who cares about Akedas Yitzchak? So says Rav Soloveitchik, it's because it's a form of tefillah. And we want to, our tefillah is to be masking Akedas Yitzchak. So the question is, what's the difference between the verbal tefillah and the tefillah of shofar? So the Baal HaTanya explains the following. That the Zohar says that the shofar represents the voice before it's broken down into words. That's the primal scream, the primal voice of a person. And what it relates is because Malchus Hashem has two components. There is what's called a verbal Malchus. There is a verbal kingdom. The God is the king and he runs the world. That's a verbal form of relationship. But then there is a relationship which is much closer, which is above the verbal relationship. So, try to give. There is a relationship which is above the verbal. So there is a relationship above the verbal. And that's Keneged Hashem Hashem. And he says the following, the Baal HaTanya. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the empty space, right? There is a creation of the empty space, which Dari says, the beginning of creation was, first God created, as we spoke, something called the Chalal HaPanui, created the empty space to allow the creation to fit in. And then God allowed a ray of light called the Kav for God's presence to fill in that space. Okay, so he created a space and he created like a filter, some kind of a tube, some kind of a ray of light for us to bring Hashem to this world. And that's the role of the human, right? To bring God back to this empty space. But at the connecting point between, so the empty space is a circle, right? If you could imagine and visualize a circle. And there is a line, which is the ray of light, at that point of connection, which in Chazal is called Malchus De'ak, that point of connection, it's the connection between the ray of light, which is the empty space, and the area which is above the empty space, God Kibiyochol himself. That point, this is where Yud Gimel Midus of Rachamim come from, because that's the source of the world. And this is where the cognitive world, which is the empty space with the line, with the experiential of unity, which is above the line, connect. This is the line and above the line connection. So that connecting point is the highest form of the, that's what human creation, all of creation started from that connecting point, which is the line with the circle. That line in the circle, that is what Rav Tzodok just called you, is the experience of Melech. It is a separate creation, but it's unity. Is this Bein Hashmoshes? Is the line and the circle connecting? Is that clear? And this is where a person should aim to reach on Rosh Hashanah. To reach that point, which is Malchus Da'ak. It's called in Chazal, the Malchus of Odom HaKadmon. That is the highest, which is where the separate, the self, and the selflessness, and the lost of the self reach each other. And this is called Melech. And this is where Rosh Hashanah you try to achieve. And this is possible because on the day of Rosh Hashanah is the day that we believe that HaMelech Basodeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, comes out. That's why we say the Brach of Melech. Why it's so important to say HaMelech HaKadosh? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals to himself this concept of, we have a FaceTime from above. So there is, this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself as Melech. So there is that revelation, that opening of the gates. So you could reach those higher madrigas. I told you, Dari says, if you cannot achieve such a high madriga, is something wrong with you. So it's like to such a point that this is the case. And all the davening is basically to allow us to meditate into that reaching where Hashem is not that we take God as our king and we are subject of His. That's a very low form. And that is a form that's very difficult to rectify to the best. But that we and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are the same because we are His revelation. That's, we are here to reveal Him. So we are revealing Him. So we are forms of expression of God. We are here, but we are a form of expression. Huh?
We're just parts.
We're just what?
Parts.
Exactly right.
So that we can't be that madrega, like you say. We can reach to our part. And we would feel we could be one of that infinite amount of parts.
Right, but you could reach that reaching point. And we'll see in the davening. We are going to see. So today's exercise is to take text and to allow us how to meditate on text. As I told you, there are forms of meditation which is divorced from text. And there are forms of light and colors and circles. And on this, most, at least our tradition, at least in my base manager, is that we don't touch that. It's a very dangerous thing. And but you could do the verbal by learning something, by taking something which is very cognitive, very rational. If you take it and you listen and you actually repeat it enough times, you can actually transcend, and for sure on the day of Rosh Hashanah, to experience.
Is this is different than the equal alloy of Krishna Bhakti?
Yes, it is. So Rav Tzodok says, it is. Ultimate Malchus is the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael. That's why the end of the last Pasuk of Malchus is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. This is the experience. Now, every single Krishna, it is. Every single, so this is Yichud Eloh. This is the Yichud of Rosh Hashanah. But what Rav Tzodok says, Yichud Eloh, to this idea of monism, which Buddhism and all these religions follow that, we don't go for it. We go for something called Melech, which is where Hashem exists and He is everything. But we also exist because we are revelation of His. We are going to see the text, but the basic idea of what it's done is an exercise that if you learn it and you go back over again and again and again, slowly, and you ponder and you think, then you'll see that you could achieve experience. But the idea is to take a text, which we're going to learn, and to chazer and to review it and to go back. And always I say it's important to listen to what you're saying, not just to read it, but to actually say it, and almost like listen to what you're saying. And if you do this enough times as an exercise, you'll be able to experience it for sure in the Idah of Rosh Hashanah. So the two texts that we're going to do, one is a text which is well known, which is the Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim, see, this idea of experience and meditative experience coming from the cognitive is a very chassidish thing. The Nefesh HaChaim comes against it. He was very against this idea. He was very rational, a yeshiva person, so he says people should be rational, cognitive, don't go into this meditation, except for limited instances. But he himself writes a text that I think if you learn it and you review it 100 times, slowly and listening to what you're saying, you'll be able to achieve that experience. And the briskers, these well-known, the briskers, which are very brisk, they still love this Nefesh HaChaim. So this is one of the texts. And the next text that we'll do is something called the Maimar HaChochma. Maimar HaChochma is the Maimar of Wisdom by the Ramchal, which is his kavonis, his intentions, and his meditative practices on the davening of Rosh Hashanah. And that's an unbelievable text, and we're going to learn it. You have a copy of it. There is somebody, a Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael, the Rosh Hashiva of Hebron, Reb Dov Cohen, actually came out with a pirush on it. If you want to buy it, it's a pirush on it. It's a whole sefer. And here we have, for anybody who wants to see, a facsimile of the machzor of the Ramchal, that they found the Ramchal was, Rabbi Yishai Chaim Lutzato was an Ashkenazi, but he was a shliach tzibur. He was actually a chazan. And he wrote, they found his machzor with his handwritten kavonas on the side. So we have here a facsimile. You could see his own handwritten notes, taking the Maimar HaChochma, putting it on the machzor to allow him to have the kavonas while he was davening. Which, by the way, it's a great exercise for us to do also. That once we learn the Ramchal, we should do and write on our own machzor, with our own words, and to allow us to meditate on the words of davening. And that's what Ramchal did. So you could see what Ramchal has achieved. And the kavonas that he uses is his kavona, which he wrote a sefer on, called the Maimar HaChochma. It's his discourse on wisdom, which he talks about what the kavona. And the ultimate kavona of Rosh Hashanah is to really meditate and to beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we want a relationship with Him, which is not I and Thou, which is not Anhoga's Hamishpat, but it's Anhoga of something. The same way there is a verbal davening, you want to go into the experience of davening, which is like the source of davening, which is Tkiya Shofar. So what verbal davening is to Shofar, is what Malchus is to Melech, and is what Anhogas HaMishpat is to Anhogas HaYichud. And the idea of Rosh Hashanah is to achieve that unity called Anhogas HaYichud. This is what we've done, and that's what we're trying to achieve. Okay? So, Rosh Hashanah, as I told you, we try to go back to the source, is the day of creation, and we want to reach the highest form, which is Malchus De'ak, which is that Nekuda, where the Kav and the empty circle reach, which is the beginning of creation, the source of creation. This is the voice of Shofar, and this is our opens. Okay? So we're going to do the texts, and let's start with the Nefesh HaChaim. Okay, Nefesh HaChaim Shar Gimel. And I'm going to translate, and again, the way to achieve, to be able to meditate, is to read the text many times. To read it slowly, to think and to meditate, and to speak up, to be able to listen to the words. Because the way, even how the text is built, and you see the Ramchal is done in the davening, is almost poetic to allow you to think about it. Okay, that's what he says. Ube'emes u'inyan godlos gulula niflo. You should know that's a very deep idea and a great sgula, lehaser v'atem me'alav kol dinim u'ritzoynes achenim, to be able to take away from you the power of others. If you want to free from the power of others, this is how you do it. That nothing and no one should be able to reach and touch you. When a person puts onto his heart And what's important is not to say, but to put it into his heart. And it's interesting because a Lev Mevin is the heart. It's not enough rationally or cognitively to know, but you have to experience, you have to feel it. Reality to truth is not something that you can prove, and it's not something that you could explain. It's like love. You experience it. It's much deeper. It's consciousness. Se Adam kovia beliboy, lemoir. Now, a person has to say this, and this is the line where you have to meditate. That's why if anybody who has it, you should highlight it. Halo Hashem hu Elokim hamiti. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only truth out there. Ve'ein oid milvadoi isborach. And there is nothing but him. And this is the words. A person has to meditate, and this is the only way to be able to do this, is to say it, to hear it, and to repeat it again and again and again. Hashem hu Elokim hamiti, ve'ein oid milvadoi isborach shum. And there is nothing else in this world besides him. And these are the key words that he needs to be repeated. You can never take a big text. You have always to say the words again and again and to hear them. V'chol lo mesklal v'akol. And then he comes to explain. V'chol lo mesklal, all the worlds. Halo melok l'achachdusoy ha'poshet izborach shmoy. It's only him. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is a reflection of his. So therefore, there's no independent being that can do something to you or not. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is something that if a person can get that perception, life has a different meaning. I'll tell you a story. I think even Ben will allow me to do this. This is a little story that I'll just tell you. I think it illustrates the situation. Ben Brafman. I'm going to mention him because I think he will love me. Ben Brafman, there was a guy, a friend of mine who I know, so was a good guy, got into trouble, and the U.S. wanted to take him back, wanted to go ahead and prosecute him. And I'm sure he did something wrong, but it was a debatable thing. And I'm friend with Ben Brafman, so I tried to get Ben Brafman to get the guy to come back. Finally, to make things short, finally got him back to the U.S. And this guy, who had these problems, the truth is he was a good guy. And even Ben, he was a good guy. He did something wrong. And he worked on this Nefesh HaChaim, and he was used to repeat Hashem Elokim Miti. It was a newspaper that came to interview him because it was the truth is the prosecutors were, I think, overreaching. But the bottom line is he hazarded this a million times. And in the end, the judge had Rachmonos on him for the first time. Ben told me never this happened. And he commuted the sentence, and he decided to him not to go, and he should be. And the guy was in such a madriga. Now, such a madriga works. No one can reach anybody else if you understand it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But to achieve that, you need to repeat a million times to say it over and over again until a person can feel it and express it and do it. And that's the... By the way, there are millions of stories this the Briskets have in the time of the Second World War. This is a well-known. Let's continue. And a person puts his head only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you try that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the ability to do so. If you believe this, this is your reality. And nothing else works. On Rosh Hashanah is the same. If you are able to achieve that, you can reach that madriga on Rosh Hashanah. Because your reality is what you create. That nothing can reach you. Okay? I'm going to reach again, then we see that go. V'zeo ha'inyan hu gam ki b'chal kavon as ha'zoer ha'bakdom and afi beis of abdal of kud ha'rivyo ha'minda d'Hashem hu Elokim. This is the feeling of Hashem hu Elokim. Now, Havaye hu Elokim is this idea. Elokim is the gematria ha'teva. Elokim is God as he's vested in the world of this quote-unquote perceived reality. But if you believe that it's truly all Havaya, and Havaya is the Shem HaMiyuchad, if you believe that Havaya Hu HaElokim, the Elokim becomes bottle, becomes in existence toward Havaya. And that's Argosh Roshona. That's a Yom Kippur. How do you end Yom Kippur? What's the end of Yom Kippur? Havaya Hu HaElokim. That the person has to realize that the world that we live is a constructed reality. Elokim is really Havaya. There's not that there is Havaya and Elohim. Elohim, which is Begimatria Hateva, is really Havaya. It's only a constructed fallacy that we live here. Okay? And that's what the Zohar says. Levin Hashem Elohim v'yadata hayoim ki Havaya hu Elohim hu iskolola. And the tachlis and the goal of the world is to blend the Shem, the Elohim, b'shmo, the Havaya. To blend the two together. And if a person realizes that there is no separation between Elohim and Havaya, and he realizes that that's all one, the Sitra Achra, all the powers, cease to exist. And understand that. Now look at the Hagoah, what the Hagoah says. And this is why this idea is the idea in Rosh Hashanah. That's why what Nefesh HaChaim will quote the Gemara is in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, because this is the experience of Rosh Hashanah. I told you, this is what a person and every Jew has to try to achieve in Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says like this, Aseh lecha saraf, Moshe Rabbeinu made a serpent, and the serpent was put in some kind of a post that anybody who saw it healed. And the Gemara says, you think that a snake has the ability just by looking at it, you get saved and you get rescued, and that's some kind of a medicine? If you looked at it, the Gemara says, and when you saw the snake, you were meshabed, you went ahead and you served Hashem, that was a medicine. What does it have to do that you see and you actually become a servant of Hashem by looking at the snake? Retzon Olimar, kesheistaklu klapei maila. Klapei venale, one second. Kesheistaklu klapei maila. Le'anachash asaraf vidbonu bekochora. So what was the idea? The idea is when they saw the snake, and they saw the power of the snake, that the snake was able to kill it. If you are able to look at the snake in the eyes and not to be fearful of it, and you realize that's all Hashem, there's no snake that can attack you. That's a constructed view because it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you felt this way, then the snake didn't attack you, and that was the medicine. The medicine was to face the danger and not to fear. That's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means that if you want to save and to be rescued from a danger, face it and look it straight on the face and don't fearful. And this is what Rosh Hashanah is all about. There is Midas Adin. And Midas Adin in the world we can't leave. So you go to the Midas Adin, to the Shoresh, to the source of Midas Adin. I told you, Midas Adin is that calf that comes down in the empty space, which is that line of godliness that comes. But that line of godliness, there is degrees, and there is distance, and there is merit and demerit. But if you go to the source of it, where the line connects to the circle, that's mitu kadim v'shorsha. Midas adin becomes bottle. That's the idea of shofar. That's why the shofar, a person can go and reach beyond midas adin. Midas adin is the world that you have here, and you have degrees, and you have powers, and you have cheshboinus to no end. If you go to the source, you can reach beyond. That's what he says. So v'hu mevor la'mevin, and this is le'mevin. Anybody who understands that? So let's go back to the text. And if you do that, you'll be able to experience miracles. Because then there's no miracles. Miracles is when you try to go against nature. But if you know that there is no such a thing as nature, there is no such a thing as a miracle.
So doesn't this work better with Pastor Sean, you talk about the Holocaust, things that happened to Jews, to make you want to believe more? In other words, to understand that you can't say Hashem was on vacation or somewhere else. You have to realize it's all part of the picture.
Yeah, but this is it's not only knowing. That's why it's good to focus on the present. There is one line that you should repeat. Out of this whole text, there's only one line that you have to repeat, say again, and listen, and reflect, and ponder, and meditate. And that's the line, at least to my view, that I mentioned to you before. What is it? If you remember here, on the third, Haloi Hashem Hu Elokim Amiti Ve'en Oid Milvad Yisbor Shum Koyach Ba'Olam V'Chol Olam Kulo V'Kol V'Lerak Achdut Ha'Pashut Dibrach Shmo. Those are the lines. Forget about that. You could imagine and you could visualize, but that's the line that you have to say again and repeat it. Trust me, you cannot do this saying it once. You cannot do this saying it twice. It takes 100 times to say it. And you have to say, and you have to listen, and you have to reflect and ponder. But if you do that, you can go. And for sure, in the days of Rosh Hashanah, the gates are open. Let's continue. Now, Kevin Shibisha, okay. The Etzlu is Borach HaKol Shove Korag. That's why there's no miracle, because once you connect to the reality of Hashem, there's no nature. Lifol Besidur HaTeva Shekol Ve'ipuch Sidur HaTeva. Nature and beyond nature makes no nothing. Ukmoshe Matzino, and that says that of Nefesh HaChaim, this is what we found in the Gemara, by Reb Chanina ben Doisa, Shea Goizer Oymer Puel Kiferetzoy Nekol Et Hipuch Sidur HaTeva. Reb Chanina ben Doisa. For him, there's no such thing as miracles. He didn't have oil. So he says, oil can light, so vinegar can light also. There's no difference between them. So if he believed it, that's what happened. If anybody listens to Reb Chanina ben Doisa, he lived a life that there was a miraculous life. So this is, I'm telling you, if you do this, if a person is able to actually believe it, but not say it, but believe in it, that this becomes his reality, this is the reality that he'll live at. And he'll be able to do that. And by the way, I told you, this is the goal of Rosh Hashanah. The goal of Rosh Hashanah is how far you can go on that reflection. This is how Rosh Hashanah, this is how a person gets away from Midas Adin. Midas Adin, like the Baal HaTanya always says, there's two Hashems. There's Hashem. There's one Hashem, which is in the process of Midas Adin, that there is distance, and there is a protocol, and there's Malchut. Like Malchut. Malchut is that there is the rules of the kingdom. That's one. And I always tell people, if you want to live that way, I can only wish you good luck. Because the truth is, it's a very hard life to do it. But then there is one Hashem which is beyond, which is the 13 midas of Rachamim. That's why 13 is Begimat Echad. If a person can achieve that, then he goes to the source, I told you, where the line connects to the circle. And that's how far a person can go, and that's called Malchus Deak. Okay?
Is the liturgy really oriented towards that?
Like, yes. So now we're going to see Rabcha.
It's pretty busy during the entire davening. Who has time to think and focus like this?
Now, so let me tell you something. That, by the way, this is the Ramchal, and I would like what I would very. This is the text of the Ramchal. This is a very short sefer, and we're going to see even a short part of it. But this is his kavonis, and if you see in his machzor, and I would encourage you to come and see it. And I brought the facsimile. What he did was to write little notes on the side. But it's important to reflect on Shmoneh Esrei. And on Shmoneh Esrei, the problem is because people are singing, etc. You realize that the singing, that's not what's important. Right? This is not, I know some people love the singing, it's great. But the idea is to reflect on Shmoneh Esrei. And if you cannot do in the entire Shmoneh Esrei, you could take a part of it. But the Shmoneh Esrei of Yom Kippur, of Rosh Hashanah, I think even more than Yom Kippur, at least for me, was written in such a way to enable people to achieve those levels. because that was Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah was made for this. Is Yom HaKippur, that's what we believe. So the Daven is made in such a way. And that's why we're going to look at the Kavanah, so to see what the Kavanah is, and you have to write on the side and just reflect that we say the davening many times, but I can only tell you something. You cannot expect to experience the davening of Rosh Hashanah without preparing it a lot before. I'm going to tell you. That's why the Baal HaTanya always says, Ani ledodi vedodi li. I am to my beloved, and my beloved will come to me. The amount of preparation to your beloved, that's how much you're going to get him. So don't ever expect to have Rosh Hashanah if the first time you open the machzor on Rosh Hashanah night. Then it's basically wasted. You have to use the month of Rosh Hashanah to look at the words, to reflect and to think, and to use this as a meditative practice. And when it comes, by the way, this is halacha Shulchan Aruch, right? That you have to prepare the davening. The Baal HaTanya always says, Ani lo dadi bedodi li haroe b'shoshanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is roe b'shoshanim. He shepherds us with the roses. The roses, the Zohar says, has 13 petals, connect the 13 midas rachamim. Always, you have to. It always, how much you can harvest on Rosh Hashanah is a function of how much we invested before, and the investment of it is the month of El. If we don't do that in the month of El, it won't happen. And I can guarantee you, the biggest proof is the Ramchal. Who the Ramchal is? He wrote his kavanos on the machzor. So he could have not done that on Rosh Hashanah because Rosh Hashanah can't write. So clearly, he did that before. Right, and he himself wrote it.
He was a chazan.
He was a chazan.
So he had to prepare.
No, he had to prepare the chazan, but he didn't do it. He did the kafonas. This is his sidur.
But in order to be a chazan, you have to have the kafonas prepared the right way.
Yes, kafonas, alevai.
Alevai. I've had a few guys who work when I've been with the shuls, and I saw how they prepared some of them.
No. Yeah, but you see here the written text. The bottom line is I have seen, and I have. If you want to come to my house, I'll be happy to show you. I have the part of the thing that I do collect is also Sidurim. You see, the people always wrote on the side. They always wrote on the side the Kavanas. Maybe I write. It's a good idea to write in simple words what he's saying here. And we're going to see. Okay. We are going to first do the highlighted portions. And if we have enough time, we go to the other portions. In page Beit, Uvechen Ten Pachtecha. We're going to talk about Rosh Hashanah is the Tikkun HaOlam. What's the Tikkun HaOlam? V'arishon, what's the Tikkun HaOlam? Shetikanes yirato itbarach belev kol bruav. Our bakosha is that we want all creations to perceive Hashem. We want the perception of Hashem to be clear. That all the Bria, all the creation, not only should perceive Hashem, the perception should be such that they will lose the self-existence. That's called Shibud. That is the goal that we want. V'adovar kofel. And we want this. Our bakoshan roshona, our request, and our yearning is that we want Gilui Hashem in such a way that Hashem should be clear and all the creatures have a perception of His. And this is a request. We want Hashem to be Mizgale both in the Tachtoinim, in the world which is the physical, in the lower worlds, and even in the high worlds. And this is something that you have always to reflect. Boruch Kvod Hashem Imkoimui. Kvod Hashem is Imkoimui, is in His space. The Malachim also don't perceive. You see, the Malachim, all the creation, is spiritual as it is, it still has a reflection of an independent existence, an independent being. Our Bakoshan Rosh Hashanah is that we want that all of the creation, including the spiritual creation, should feel, perceive that they are a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there is no separateness. And this is what Rosh Hashanah is all about. And he says, the Hainu, Haumot Lemata, we want the nations in the world, all the nations should be able to perceive that, Vesarehem Lemala, and their spiritual ministers above. Sheakiru Kulam Emet, we want that the world should be able to perceive the truth, Vishtabdu Likdushat Malchuto Yitbarach, that the whole world should be bottled, should be connected or should be subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vezel, and that's the kavona, v'irauha kol ha-ma'asim. All the ma'asim should fear Hashem. Ma'asim relates the world of Asiya, the world of physical, which is the lower world. The ha'oistam shelemata b'olam ha-shafel, that's in the world here. V'ishtachavu, that's irauha, that with the world, what we want is that the whole world should fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? That the world should perceive, that the Malchus Hashem should become Mizgale, that should realize the whole world should be a perception of Hashem. We want Malchus Hashem to be revealed. You know, there's the more revelation we want, that's how much we need to get. V'ishtachavu lefanecha, and they should bow down in front of you. Realize that we want in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lefanecha means without any barrier. Kol habruim, all the bruim. What are the bruim? That's Olam Habriya. And Olam Habriya is Olam Shalamala. Those are the spiritual worlds above. Now he says like this. V'tzorich sheteda. She'ini Adon Baruch Hu Echad. You should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he is unity. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we can perceive of his and that we're trying to aim is unity. V'ein herato mitchazeket l'vasha v'itached. And therefore, unity can only reflect unity if it's unified. You realize that only a unified world can really reflect the unity of Hashem. If we want the world to reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have the world to be unified. That's why it's so important, such a thing called consilience, right? Consilience is when you have, what is truth? I told you, truth is when everything fits in, when everything is not only consistency, they're not only consistent with each other, but they're consilient to each other. They create an ultimate unity. And even Einstein, right? What was Einstein trying to find? The unified theory of relativity. He wanted to find the unified theory of everything. Because once everything is unified, then it becomes a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you realize that the world to be a reflection, the first step is to achieve within the world here unity. Which means the following: if you want to go ahead and to be able to perceive Hashem in our world, unity, consistency, consilience is how you get that. I always told you the only beauty of Torah that can actually show you that this is actually spiritual is when how you see that everything fits in together. That every single thing is one unified body of knowledge. That unity can reflect unity. So it says the Ramchal like this. Ve'ini Yisrael, that's the mile of the Jewish people. Afal pishebi shehem em rabim. Even though we are individuals, nikraim goyim echad. We are in essence one. Ve'hem ruim lishitchazek ba'emerato yitbarach. And therefore only we can reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we aim unity. Ata echad. Veshimcho echad, umikyamcho Yisrael goy echad baaretz. Omnam haumot em rabim venifradim legamrei. The other nations, the issue with them is that they are split. They're divided. They're not unified. Veina nitkanim biyichud. And therefore what they are missing is the yichud. All of the world on Rosh Hashanah is trying to achieve something which is unity. The other goyim, the world, is divided. Republicans and Democrats, and the world is divided. We want to create a world that unifies it. And says the Maramchal, the more division you have, the further away you are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The closeness is only unity. And therefore, their tikkun is to be connected to the Jewish people, because the David is very funny. We're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we want to realize that all world is Hashem. Why do we always daven for the Jewish people? Because the Jewish people are representation of Hashem. And what is the unique part of the Jewish people? What's unique about us? Says the Ramchal, what's unique about us? It's our unity. Is that we are people here? Okay, yechida leyachadach. We are unified, in other words, to proclaim your unity. We are, what we want is the unity of the world. And therefore, the Jewish people have to represent unity. And we are the ones who are able to reconcile the entire world, Republicans and Democrats, within one idea of unity, that's through Klal Yisrael. Ve'az ma shemitzad atzmam im ribu, k'mo shekatav, therefore, even if the goyim are deunified, they are in ribu, they are in this multiplicity, hine mitzad Yisrael yashulit kasher, the Jewish people are their tool to unify. Ve'achzor gam libi achlus, and therefore, the goyim, through us, will be able to achieve unity. Ve'az Yisrael k'ruim gam hem lekabel k'tzat yorah b'yorayichud. If you are in unity, if you are consistent, that's why I believe like this, Yiddishkeit, the most important is to be consistent. Because if you are like Jekyll and Hyde, if you have a split personality, you'll never be able to reflect Yichud. Yichud is when you are with yourself, unity, and with yourself, by creating unity, anybody who relates to you is part of the great unity. The mile of the Jewish people, is, says the Ramchal, is one thing only, because they represent unity, and therefore a diversity of nations through the Jewish people are united. And that's what the davening means to say, V'yosu chulam aguda echos. The davening says, what we are hoping, we're asking Hashem, let the world be unified into aguda echos. The same way that if you have many leaves and many things and you tie them together, they become one. Allow for the world to go ahead and to create unity through us. What we are asking Kodesh Baruch Hu is to create unity through us. And the world that we live today, that people are on their own many ways, he, as he took the beloved to God, we're asking Hashem, please allow the world to perceive and to unite, and that we should be the tools to create that unity. So that we ask Hashem, create a unity that people should do your desire with their levav. Levav is a lev with two based, right? Because the live is in itself has the Yetzer Hara, the Yetzer HaTov. Allow them to unify and to be believed of Shalem. Yes?
Can you explain a little further what you mean, or what the Ramchal means when he says that the Jews are the symbol of unity, or that they should be unified? What is that?
Let me tell you something which is unbelievable. Let me tell you how Rav Wooten explains this idea. Rav Wooten explains the idea the following. If you look at Rashi, if you pay attention in Rashi by Matan Torah, by Matan Torah, what was our preparation? What was in the Or HaChaim HaKodesh says the same thing. What was the step before Kabbalah Satorah? Before the Kabbalah Satorah, it says in the Pasuk, Va'ichan Yisrael Neged Ahar. He camped together, and he says in the singular. So Rashi says, Ki ish chad belev echad. So Rav Wood asks, one second, by Paro, it says the same thing. By Paro, when he was chasing against the Jews, it says, Paro hikriv. No, Mitzrayim nosea achareim. The Mitzrayim were chasing the Jews. The word chasing is also in the singular. But Rashi says, not ki ish echad, belev echad, Rashi switches. And Rashi says, belev echad, ki ish echad. So when the Jews before Matan Torah, it says in the singular, Rashi says, ki ish echad, belev echad. When the Egyptians were chasing the Jewish people, and it says in the singular, because they have the singular mind, says Rashi, Belev echad ki ish echad. We're a singular mind. Says Rav, then why does Rashi switch? He says, because that's different. The reason why we have to be together, before Matan Torah we had to be together, is not because we think the same way and therefore we're going to be together. Just the opposite. We need to be together to create Achdus, because only Echad, but we have to be together, not only despite thinking differently, but just the opposite. Because we think differently, we create a mosaic and allows to the unity. So the idea is that the Jewish people have to come. What the uniqueness before Matan Torah, if you can relate to the world of spiritual, is only by unity. And this is what's called the requirement 101 to achieve and to experience unity, is to bring unity to your own life. And the unity is not that you, as an example, right, a husband and wife. If the only unity is because you think alike, you're missing the point. What's so interesting is that people think that you're going to go ahead and marry somebody who's exactly like you. But you know that that's the opposite. You should never marry, and not should never, but what the Torah is always, not that you marry somebody who's like you. You're going to marry somebody who completes you. Is Ezer Kenegdo, like the Netziv says, the Ezer of a wife, the help, is by being a counterbalance. But that's unity. Unity is that you cannot do it yourself, that you're not perfect, and you need somebody else to create that perfection. That you create unity is the idea of the destruction of the self. If you make yourself too big, there's no unity. Why? Because you are the self and you create a barrier. Your ego is a barrier to everybody else. Our unity is the breaking of the barrier of the ego to realize that we are not perfect. We need other things together. So Klal Yisrael creates this mosaic that not only is a unity from among different views, perhaps precisely because of the different views, creates unity. Masha Enken, the non-Jews, the non-Jewish idea is that you create unity when you have a single purpose, meaning the purpose and the vision creates.
Like Migdal
Bavel. So this is what makes us different. And therefore, so the Ramchal says, if you look at the tefillah of davening, is that we are trying to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for us to be part of Him, to create the ultimate unity. It's only possible to experience unity if you actually act in unity. That everybody should be together doing the right thing together. Okay? Take a look, just finish 2 seconds. Anybody who understands how the world works, even though the world appears to be independent, that you have choice and you do whatever you want. But in the end, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is only a perception of choice. There is a perception of empty space. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, His existence, the world will come to its tikkun because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it happen. And this is the words that you have to reflect. Shiyadano Hashem Elokein. We know Hashem. Shashilton lefanecha. The power is in you. There is nothing. People think that they make decisions, but we know that there are no decisions. Ois biyodcha. You see that ois, the power, is biyodcha. Ugvura biminecha. Gvura is usually the left hand. But we realize the Gvura is Biminecha. There is no hand, and there is no small, there is no right. Vishim Chanoira. And therefore your name is feared. I'll call Mashivat all the creations. This is what's called reflection. Shiyadanu Hashem Elokecha. Our Bakoshon Roshono. And you see that it repeats again. The Gro always says there is such a thing called Memshola. And Memshola is the ruling by force. Melucha is the ruling by choice. And usually they are opposites of each other. On the day of Rosh Hashanah is the perception that the Malchus that we do by choice is really no choice. Right? As much as we feel that we make the decisions have been made. That is the unity with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we say, V'yoymar kol asher neshama be'apo, Hashem Elokei Yisrael is a melech, u'malchuto bakol mashola. And His malchus is really shoylet al hakol. And this is what the goal of Rosh Hashanah is, to achieve unity. to achieve unity with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only shayach if there is unity within ourselves. And therefore, if we bring unity to ourselves, we can bring unity to the world by connecting to ourselves. Okay? We'll continue with Shem next week, but let me tell you something. So what the idea is, and that's what the Ramchal will say, the Soid Anhaga of Rosh Hashanah is the Anhaga to take the world from the Anhaga Samishpat to Anhaga Sayichud. Anhaga Sayichud is only possible if we bring Ichud to our lives. And if we want to know what is the void of Rosh Hashanah, the void of Rosh Hashanah is not to make tshuva on this or make tshuva on that, it's to create a unified picture of ourselves, of our families, of Klal Yisrael, of the world, and by creating unity, we can achieve to the ultimate unity, which is the connection to the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah, and it's the Avodah of Tehillah. And Mr. will continue next week. In 2 weeks.